ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवत 11th कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 2 श्लोक नंबर 38 and it's a long purport, so we'll be taking half of it. Avidyamana api avabhati hi dvayo dhyatuhu dhiya swapna manorathau यथा तत् कर्म संकल्प विकल्पम् मनो बुधो निरुन्ध्याद् अभयम् ततः स्यात्। अविद्यमानो अपि अवभाति हि द्वयो ध्यातुर्धिया स्वप्नमनोरथौ यथा तत्कर्म संकल्प विकल्पं मनो बुधो निरुध्यादभयं ततः स्यात्। अविद्यमानो अपि अवभाति हि द्वयो ध्यातुर्धिया स्वप्नमनोरथौ यथा तत्कर्म संकल्प विकल्पं मनो बुधो निरुध्यादभयं ततः स्यात्। अविद्यमानो अपि अवभाति हि द्वयो ध्यातुर्धिया स्वप्नमनोरथौ यथा तत्कर्म संकल्प विकल्पं मनो बुधो निरुध्याद् अभयं ततः स्यात्। माता जी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, अविद्यमान नॉट प्रेजेंट इन रियलिटी अपि ऑल्दो अवभाति इज मैनिफेस्ट ही इंडीड द्वयः ड्युअलिटी ध्यातुः ऑफ द पर्सन एक्सपीरियंसिंग धिया बाय द इंटेलिजेंस स्वप्न अ ड्रीम मनरथो और द कंसीविंग ऑफ अ डिजायर यथा एज तत् देयरफॉर कर्म ऑफ मटेरियल एक्टिविटीज संकल्प विकल्पम हैविंग द फंक्शंस ऑफ फॉर्मिंग पॉजिटिव एंड नेगेटिव डिजायर्स मनः द माइंड बुद्धः एंड इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन निरुद्ध्या शुड ब्रिंग अंडर कंट्रोल अभयम फियरलेसनेस ततः इन दिस वे स्यात् देयर मे बी Translation and purport, as I already mentioned, we'll read half of the purport. Okay. The remaining half will be taken tomorrow. Translation. Although the duality of material world does not ultimately exist, the conditioned soul experiences it as real under the influence of his own conditioned intelligence. This imaginary experience of a world separate from Krishna can be compared to the acts of dreaming and desiring. When the conditioned soul dreams at night of something desirable or horrible, or when he daydreams of what he would like to have or avoid, he creates a reality that has no existence beyond his own imagination. The tendency of the mind is to accept and reject various activities based on sense gratification. Therefore, an intelligent person should control the mind, restricting it from the illusions of seeing things separate from Krishna. And when the mind is thus controlled, he will experience actual fearlessness. Purport. It's a bit long purport, so I'll read it slowly. Although the conditioned mind is bewildered by the objects of sense gratification offered by Maya, illusion, if one takes to unalloyed devotional service of the Lord, such material sense gratification gradually dissipates, for it is merely a mental concoction of the conditioned soul. Srila Sridhar Swami has emphasized by the words avyabhicharini bhakti that one cannot dissipate the illusion of material sense gratification unless one takes to the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. As Srila Rup Goswami has stated in Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu 1.1.11, Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavrutam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktiruttama. Unalloyed devotional service cannot be mixed with material sense gratification or mental speculation. The servant must act only for the satisfaction of the master. Similarly, Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam Shranam Vraja. One must see only Krishna everywhere and must act exclusively for the satisfaction of Lord Krishna, the eternal master of every living entity. Srila Madhvacharya has quoted several verses from Hari Vamsa, illustrating that the living entity, bewildered by identifying with his material body, home, family, friends, and so on. And thus entangled in the cycle of birth and death, accepts phantasmagoria as reality. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Shravana Kirtanadi Lakshana Matratvam Yato Na Vinhayeta. If one seriously desires to vanquish the dualities of material illusion, one must adopt the process of chanting and hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cited the following Vedic reference of Bhurad Nardiya Purana. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naamaiva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. According to Vedic literatures, the living entities of this Kali Yuga are very feeble in their power to understand spiritual knowledge. Mandaha sumanda matayo, manda bhagya hi upadhruta. Their minds are always disturbed and they are lazy and misguided by so many bogus leaders. They are further described in the Bhagavatam as niyasatvan, means impatient and impious. Durmedhan, possessed of weak intelligence. Rushitayushah, very short-lived. Therefore, one who seriously wants to overcome the ignorance of material life must surrender to the process of chanting and hearing the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As well as reciting and rendering submissive oral reception to the transcendental literatures presented by the Lord, such as Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. It should be understood that the living entity is completely spiritual and never actually becomes mixed with material energy. Asango hi ayam purushah. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, tasmin shuddhe pi kalpyate. Although the living entity is shuddha, pure spirit soul, he imagines that he is a material creation and thus entangles himself in the network of illusion called Dehapatya Kalatradishu. Hare Krishna. I am told to read till here from further tomorrow. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन मिलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुव्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुव्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण. सो वेरी वंडरफुल सीरीज ऑफ श्लोकास for those who are attending Bhagavatam classes daily or listening online or whatever it may be. Very wonderful shlokas, a really excellent section of Srimad Bhagavatam is going on, and the last few shlokas have been really wonderful, last 4 or 5 days. maybe because big purpose may be a little more, 7-8 days. Here, Navayogendra, I think, Kavi, Shri Kavir Uvacha. Okay. So, Maharaj Nimi had asked few questions, and one of the questions was, why one is fearful? How to achieve freedom from fear? And the shlokas are going on. Kavi, out of now Yogendra's, Kavi is explaining basically about devotional service. So to become free from fear, is explaining devotional service. Like sometimes, there was some lecture, sometimes while preaching we also have to get attract people, new people, students. We have to put up some topics like we see nowadays. This Gita course has changed the topics. Everything about me and some... previously it was simple, science of soul and something like that. So, basically that has to be changed. So one time, one program I did and in the end I got a comment, that feedback form. I don't remember what was the topic of the program, but said the topic was okay, but it was ultimately everything was Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. So people don't understand that actually that is the solution. Like if you go and ask outside, how to become fearless? Either they will tell that you should learn some martial arts or have some good bank balance or have some nice locking fire alarm systems and burglar alarm systems. So you can be fearless. But if us outside you call up a seminar with 10,000 rupees charge, how to become fearless? And then you say, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then people will beat you up. If you call outside people and say, seminar on how to become fearless, and you just tell them, chant Hare Krishna, they'll beat you up. But that is the reality. I mean, they don't understand, but we have humans, race from creation, have done, Ravan had erected the city of Lanka, gold, with big fortifications. Even the city of Hastinapur, under Kauravas and Pandavas, the city was beautiful inside. But around was big walls and ramparts and water moats and missiles and everything. Even we see Banasur city, it was having first layer of some electrification and then some, so many protective divisions were there. And what to speak of Vamandev's observation of Bali Maharaj, who had planets under his control, but was fearful and unsatisfied. So, this has been the constant attempt of all the human history to become fearless and happy since creation. And Maya Devi is so expert, very perfectly expert. Like, if I am convinced that I cannot do something, like suppose apple is put up over here and a small boy is told to jump and get it. So he may try once, he may try twice, he may try thrice. Then one point of time he will understand that this apple is beyond his reach. And he will give up. He said, he may jump few times. He said, either bring it down or get a stool. Or something like that. But if you see that boy jumping for the apple for 38 days, not getting it still and still jumping, he won't be nothing short than a fool. It's very clear that apple is beyond his reach of jump and still is attempting. And suppose, no, boy is this much, but the apple is like 10 feet or 12 feet beyond a grown man's height also. And suppose I tell the boy is jumping for that apple from age 4, now he's 45. Daily is only, business is only jump to get the apple. And we think he's nothing, miss. No bigger fool than him, because although 40 years have passed and he is not achieved, he can't understand it is beyond his capacity to get that apple. But then the wonderful part is human beings are trying to get that apple for creations. From the time of creation, the whole human society is trying to achieve this fearlessness. In the form of big palaces, kingdoms, investments, and industries, and aeroplanes, rockets, guns, family, children, parents. But they can't understand that it has not been achieved yet. All the people have been doing it for millions of births, but it has not been achieved. So, actually, if someone tells that how to become fearless, great Kavi is telling us that if you see his few shlokas, first 4 or 5 shlokas, he is telling only of pure devotional service. Nothing less. If one want to become fearless, there is nothing less than pure devotional service. It's just impossible. In material world, whatever you do, it's just like once His Holiness Ranath Maharaj was giving the example. Like you can't be in the ocean and not get wet. It's just simply not possible. If you are in the ocean, you have to become wet. Similarly, you can't be in the material world and not suffer the threefold miseries. You might give a diamond ring to Balaji in Tirupati, or give some lakh rupees donation to some organization, or you can open a hospital for poor people, or what it may be. Since you are in the material world, the threefold miseries are going to affect us. Affect us means they will come on us. Whether they will affect us or not depends on us. Like His Grace Radhika Vallabhpuru told, let me remember. Yeah. Miseries are inevitable, but suffering is optional. So miseries are going to come. How we take it and whether we suffer from that or we don't suffer from that is in our hand. So similarly, like just we see the case of Parikshit Maharaj. It's a misery to be cursed in 7 days when you are a king, young king, fully powerful, controlled king, such a king who can stop the influence of Kali. And you are cursed in 7 days of misery. But he did not suffer it. In fact, he took it very positively. And he just achieved the perfection of his life. So we see, let me summarize what Kavi has told in the last few shlokas. So he begins by telling, one who falsely identifies with the temporary body, he can never achieve real freedom and freedom from fear. It can be achieved only by worshipping Supreme Lord. And that worshipping is by Bhagavad Dharma. He says in the next line. Then he gives a very reassuring shloka, which certainly all of you have discussed. O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service, the Supreme Lord will never blunder on this path in this world. Even while running with closed eyes, he will never trip or fall. Sadhur eva samantavya samyak vyavasthito hi sah. So, basically, does it mean that devotees actually can't do mistake? Actually can't they fall down or something like that? We see Bharat Maharaj falling down. For whatever the reasons. We see Ajamil, we see Vishwamitra, we see Shomini. So, what does it mean? It means that fall down is very not a matter. It's just like, now we have to give always example of some food or cricket. Like cricket match is there. And generally, the last order falls very quickly. But what happens is, they're like, the target score is 200. And first 9 wickets go in, maybe 2-3 runs. Only 1 wicket is remaining. First 9 wickets have gone in 2-3 runs and target is say 200. And then the last pair makes 200. And the match is won. So the end result is important. Whether the first 9 went or 2 went or 5 went, the match is won. It's not that, so many wickets went in the first 2 runs, 3 runs or 0 runs. Captain went, opening batsman went, everyone went. And last two people, somehow they scored 200 runs and the match was won. So, people criticize. Oh, see, these people, Vishwamitra, he fell down. Bharat Maharaj, he fell down. He got attacked to deer and this and that. Ajamil, he fell down. And we have never fallen down. They want to say like that. Or whatever it may be, they fell down. But they won the match. What about you? You might not have fallen down or you might have, whatever it may be. But you are not winning the match ultimately. What matters is, they won the match. Bharat Maharaj, Vishwamitra and Parikshit, whoever it may be, Ajamil, they won the match. We see so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like Haigiri Prabhu and so many others, so many devotees of our time surrounding us. We take them very lightly. Oh, he eats a lot of samosas. But if we see how they live their bodies in a divine way, then it is very clear that they won the match. And we are not so sure whether, at least I am not so sure whether I will win the match. That result will come when the time, final, see, the match is won only at the final ball. The match is not won in the first over, second over. In the first over, you may hit all, like I gave the example, another example of 200 runs target. The first pair makes 198 runs. And in the next run, all 10 wickets gone. So, we might be like that. 198, not out, and then out. And all wickets gone. And somebody else will be wicket after wicket, wicket after wicket. He may be falling down, getting falling down, 9 wickets gone. But in the last wicket, he makes 200. So he's success. So we might be thinking very proud. See, I hit 6 sixers in 6 balls. And I made 198 runs in 90 balls or something like that. And then all down before 200. Next birth. And somebody might have fallen many times in this life. But somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, he perfects his life. So it's very difficult to judge devotees that way. Very difficult. Only, and even in the last moment, if somebody may pass or fail, what about you? That is the important. That means, what about us? Somebody might pass or somebody. We have seen really wonderful stories of devotees. Sometimes we call them, isko to maine laya bhakti mein. But because of some untimely death or whatever it may be, we see he has perfected his life. It's very clear. He has left chanting holy names of God on his own. Like, I have one example near my native place, Tarapur. Some of you might be, it happened many years back, 10, 12 years back. A very nice devotee, Gopi Vallabh Prabhu. He left his body in a very wonder. I might think, oh, I preach to him. Mera lecture pehle uska jivan mein pehla usne mera lecture attend kiya. We might think I have been like that. I was the first to give him lecture and attracted him to Krishna consciousness. But how he left his body was wonderful. In short, he left his body in an accident, small, but he left his body, and no one was there around him when he left his body. No devotee is doing kirtan or something. And that spot where the accident happened, it was daytime. But all the people were like 100 meters here, 100 meters there, something like that. Not very on the spot. Only one lady who was doing some very menial jobs, household menial jobs, she was walking at that place. And the accident happened, the truck which struck him, he went away. So only he, his motorcycle and that lady was there. And that lady was telling that she is not a devotee. She is not a devotee. She doesn't know. But she told her 2-3 experiences. She was not told to tell like that. That's just spontaneously, immediately she told. One thing is, she said, I could see, although he was unconscious, I had a water bottle, I tried to throw some water on him to make him conscious. But he was chanting holy names of God. I could see he was chanting Krishna, 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 like that. While he left his body, accident came in 2-3 seconds, before other people came running, he was dead. From 100 meters they came running, after 5-10 seconds, he was dead. So within that 2-3 seconds, she said that I saw him chanting Krishna's name. Not only that, lady who is not a devotee, uneducated, working in the household affairs, she told that I could experience something which I never experienced in my life, a peace, serenity. And I could experience a powerful energy coming out of him from his body and going upwards toward the sky. And she said, I could clearly see his, everything is unconscious, but he's chanting Krishna's name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he left. So we might think, he was initiated only for 1 or 2 years before he left his body. But he won the match. And we might be thinking, he's a new devotee. And I am pakka 16 rounder daily. But difficult to say whether the match will be won or not. That is what matters. That is what matters. That we just see whether he hit a six. That is important. But ultimately what matters is the match is won or not. So here he is saying, even if somebody goes on the path of devotional service with blind eyes, eyes running closed, he will never trip or fall. Means, he'll win the match. Let's see what further shlokas. Then there is one famous shloka which we all say in our pujas. Kayena vacha mansendriyeva. That was the shloka which was done 1 or 2 shlokas back. So that is how a devotional service should be there. Then last shloka is very important. Cause of fear. Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshata syat. Yesterday shloka. That only cause of fear is forgetfulness of Krishna. Bhayam dvitiya. If we forget Krishna, then we are to be fearful. So in today's shloka he is telling, Kavi is telling that, okay, he is telling about the illusory nature of this world. This world is an imaginary experience. This world is like dreaming and desiring. He is telling both are same. Except one is done in the night time, one is done in the daytime. Dreaming doesn't have much value. We may dream so many things, good, bad, but ultimately doesn't have much value when we wake up. Similarly, we may have a lot of desires, actions and results, either success or failures. We may dream to become millionaire. We may dream to have big house, go to America, or whatever it may be. Whatever dreams we may have, to have big house, big businessman, a palace in Bombay, ultimately, it has no value after we die. And many times before we die also, because of the failures that come along with the old age. It doesn't make much sense. Like we see so many times, great people, rich, successful people, they get some deadly disease. Or their son dies an untimely death. And they feel that we have billions of dollars and it doesn't make me any sense, no. I have billions of dollars and I have only thousands of dollars or rupees. He says, because my son has died untimely, only son. What difference it makes to me, no? So basically we see people, the problem which Kavi is telling today is people are attached to illusions. This world is illusory. And people are so much attached to this illusion that they want to remain attached to this illusion even after death in the form that I am making so much for my child. My child should carry forward. Generally we see people in India and abroad, like kings, businessmen, they work hard to have a big empire, either business empire, political empire, what it may be. And all of them desire that they have a child to carry on after they die. That means their attachments, they know they will die, but they want to continue their attachments in the form of their child. Srila Prabhupada very nicely brought out this point when he was meeting our Ambarish Prabhu. Ambarish Prabhu? Food? Ambarish Prabhu. When he was meeting him, so somebody introduced, he is the great grandson of Henry Ford, the one who established Ford Motor Company. And Prabhupada immediately asked him, where is he now? The Ford company is there, it is still there today, I think. But where is, the owner is gone, except the name and the photos. In one sense, it is not much relevant. And similarly, all of us, people in this material world are so much under illusion. They want to do so many things in this world of illusion. And therefore we see this illusion, the basis of this illusion for us is, like our connection with this illusion is ego, but also the body. It's manifested to the body. So till we have this bodily identification. Prabhupada would therefore so many times say, if you hear Prabhupada's lecture, every lecture almost has this point. What? We are not these bodies. One time in the West, Prabhupada was giving this lecture. Means this means lecture he was telling. We are not these bodies. So one audience who was a new student, he thought, oh, Swamiji is not his body, but I am my body. He was so much deep into this bodily consciousness. He thought Prabhupada may not be his body, but I am my body. This illusion has to be removed. Like once I was listening to one lecture of His Holiness Narayana Maharaj. He was saying, why do people take material problems so seriously? They have to take spiritual problems seriously. I am not able to chant attentively. It's a serious problem. But I did not get the prasad coupon is more serious problem. That is our conditioning. Maharaj was saying, we should do the needful for the material problems. Yes. Like yesterday also, we are reading Prabhupada Lilamrut in the lunch time. Prabhupada said, material problems have to be addressed. Not that they need not be addressed. But we should understand the real problems is how I am neglecting my soul. We are all attentive towards the body but neglecting the soul. And bodily identification means dualities. Superior, inferior. In CC it is called Ei Bhalo, Ei Manda, Sabera Manora Brahma. Good, bad, mine, his, hers, means mine and others. And ugly, beautiful, rich, poor. What it may be. We see Lord Chaitanya showed by his own example. When he was embracing Sanatana Goswami in Jagannath Puri, whose body was full of boils, oozing pus and other not so good smelling material. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Sanatana Goswami, why you are embracing me when your body is getting covered over by all these dirty materials? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as a sannyasi, I can't differentiate between good and bad, ugly and dirty, beautiful. I can't differentiate. Just because you are an elevated devotee, but your body is not so good at the present condition, I can't differentiate. We see, Srila Prabhupada would always tell, there is one wonderful story of Bhakti Tirth Swami Maharaj, which you all know, but just I would like to make it up, to mention it here again to make the point that how bodily identity has to be given up. Like when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was new in Krishna consciousness, means in ISKCON, he is a great advanced devotee, but in external terms, when he has joined ISKCON, when he joined full time and staying in a temple, because he was of dark color, some devotees would not behave very normally with him and he felt that devotees are differentiating towards him because he is of dark color. He would tolerate, but he felt that way. And then when Srila Prabhupada came one day, not out of complaining, but still, he went to Srila Prabhupada and told, Prabhupada, I feel very bad to tell, but your disciples in our ISKCON, in this center, they have this differentiation. They are differentiating on the bodily consciousness, racism and like that. Srila Prabhupada knew that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj can take this answer. We may not give this answer to everyone. Prabhupada just did not say, okay, we should neglect, I will correct them. all may not be able to take this answer which was given to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Prabhupada challenged him directly. He said, if they are discriminating based on bodily consciousness, and if you are feeling discriminated based on the bodily consciousness, then what is the difference? Basically, both they are discriminating based on the bodily consciousness, and you are feeling discriminated based on the bodily consciousness, then what is the difference? And Bhaktivedanta Maharaj could understand the deep meaning of this answer, which is really a big answer. Like Srila Prabhupada also told, in the beginning years, basically Prabhupada, this is the whole problem which Bhakti, this Maharaj Kavi is telling here. Attachment to illusion of this world, beginning with the attachment of the illusory body. Like Prabhupada told, like the question was asked about intelligence, lesson. So Prabhupada told Govindasi, if you think you are a woman, then means you are not intelligent. That means if anyone thinks who is a body is not intelligent. If someone thinks I am a king, someone thinks I am a horse, what it may be, we are not intelligent. Real intelligence means I am not this body. To think and be convinced of it and to act on it. So, once what does body means? What does body means? Prabhupada said body means senses. There is no meaning to the body if the senses are not there. If our body is deprived of karmendriyas and jnanendriyas, if the body doesn't have eyes, nose, ears, tongue, skin, genitals, anus, hands, legs and voice. It has only lung, heart, stomach, liver. That's not a body. It means body is basically senses through which we interact with this world. We interact with the illusion of this world to enjoy this world. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, many places it is said, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Yad Indriya Priti Avapnoti. Only foolish people work for Indriya Priti to get sense gratification. And actually, if we see, as a practicing devotees, many times many challenges will come. Yes, basically we may know we are not these bodies, and we might be following four Aggregate principles and chanting our rounds daily, but doesn't mean that just because we are doing it, the material life will be easy for us. It was not easy for most of the devotees. Not easy for Pandavas. Parikshit Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. It was not easy for him. Prabhupada was in the sun, got hit by a bull, fainted, had no clothes to wear, thrown out of his house, business bulgled. America, he went for the first year. He tells that every 2-3 months I would come back to Shindya Steamship Company thinking that I will get a ticket to go back. It's difficult to preach in India. But every time he would come to the company office and there he would think, it's my guru's order. Let me try 2-3 more months. So do you think it was easy? If it had been easy that first year would not come back often to Shindya Steamship Company office in New York to come back to India. But he thought, let me carry on for 2-3 more months. Again he would come to get a ticket. Because he had a ticket, he just had to get it booked. Again he would go back. And do you think after the ISKCON was established, it was easy? There are so many different issues. Sannyasi, Guruhastha's issues. And Guru, God issue, Mayavadi type. So many other issues started coming. It was not easy till the end. Just because we are devotees, I don't think it will be easy. Sometimes it will be very difficult even during Lord Chaitanya's time. Sometimes we will be right. We will be honest. We will be working for the people's good. and same people will accuse us. It happened in front of Lord Chaitanya's presence in Pure Devotees Association. I'll tell one story. When Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas and he went to Jagannath Puri. Then he went to South India. Then he came back. Then his first attempt to Vrindavan, which attempt because he did not go to Vrindavan. He came whole of Bengal and then he came to Mayapur. From there he went to Kanhaiyanarayan and went back. When, I am telling the past time when he came to Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya, when he was walking, when he began for the first trip of Vrindavan, attempted trip, many devotees started accompanying him from Jagannath Puri itself. And as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, every step Lord Chaitanya would take, the number of devotees would increase. Every village he would pass, hundreds more would join. And the group was increasing and increasing and increasing. Thousands and lakhs of devotees were following him without caring how they will get prasad. Hari bol. Our yatra committee may find it difficult to digest. But anyway, no previous registration. Lord Chaitanya just started walking and people following. Today hundreds of devotees, after 1 week thousands of devotees, then lakhs of devotees. And all were so eager to get association of Lord Chaitanya. It is described wherever he would put his lotus feet and take it off. Immediately within moments a big hole was in the ground because everyone would try to take the dust of Lord Chaitanya. Now that was the way he was walking. It is in Chaitanya Bhagavat and like that. Then he came somewhere in Bengal near Navadvip. At that time he disappeared from this group of big group of devotees. And he hid himself in the house of Vidyanagar, in the house of Vidyavachaspati. No one knew. And suddenly Vidyavachaspati sees Lord Chaitanya in his house. After 5 years of separation, no email, WhatsApp, SMS, gone. He never thought that I will be able to see Lord Chaitanya again. It's just impossible. Lord Chaitanya in Puri, I hear mostly he will not come here, I won't go there. Finish. Association is only by memories. And suddenly he sees, oh, Lord Chaitanya inside my house. He became so joyful. But Lord Chaitanya told him, see, I am traveling to Vrindavan. And somehow there are lakhs and millions of devotees. I want to take rest in seclusion for some days. Don't tell anyone that I am here. And Vidyavachaspati was very happy. Now, I will get to serve Lord Chaitanya alone for many days, at least few days. And some of them said, Lord, no problem. You stay here as long as you want. I will make all arrangements and not tell a single person that you are here. But material world and Kali Yuga, even though technology was not there, somehow or other, we don't know. No one knows. But somehow or other, a word went outside. Lord Chaitanya is in the house of Vidyavachaspati. He's hiding there. Initially, it passed on from one person to another person. In the Navadvip, on the other side of Ganges, Mayapur side, this Godrumdip side, that side, news started spreading. That Lord Chaitanya has come to Mayapur, come to Navadvip, and is hiding. Initially the news was like trickling one by one, one to one here. Then his news was spreading like wildfire. And all the devotees, non-devotees, atheistic, all people thinking, when Lord was here, we neglected him, we offended him, we did not recognize he is the Supreme Lord till he left us. And he left us and then we understood that the Supreme Lord Chaitanya was amongst us, but we neglected him, we offended him, we criticized him. And devotees on the other side, they were feeling pains of, they knew the Lord was there, but they were feeling pains of separation. For 5 years they had not met Lord and they never knew that we might meet in this life again. But the news started spreading like a wildfire. Lord has come, Lord has come. And all devotees just started running. It is described when there were big, thick forests of overgrowth. So much overgrowth that the land was not seen. But as the people were running, the whole overgrowth was cleared. So many people were running one after another. And all came on the banks of Ganges. And his Narad Maharaj says, may not be know, but previously it was like that, and know also to quite good extent. As most people in India doesn't know swimming. Even in Mayapur at that time, many did not know swimming. But all wanted to cross Ganga. So boatmen thought, good business. All the boatmen came. The smaller boats had the capacity of 20, 30. 100 got in. Boatman thought, let me collect the money. And before he could collect the money, his boat broke into pieces. And the big boats whose capacity was 100, 200, thousands got in. And same. So people were so eager to meet Lord Chaitanya. They had never swam in their life. But they just jumped into Ganges and some other they swam. Those are old, invalid. They caught some banana trunk or some earthen pot or some empty pot. And they just held it and something. All of them somehow or other crossed the Ganga and started running towards Vidyanagar. And Lord Chaitanya is hiding, means resting in the house. Vidyavachaspati is told to not tell anyone that Lord is here. Because Lord wants seclusion and rest. And then suddenly he sees tens, hundreds, thousands of people outside his home. And they say, hey Vidyavachaspati, you are a selfish man. The Lord is in your home. They would come. See, I am your friend. I helped you like this in the past. Don't tell anyone. I will also not tell anyone. Just for one moment, allow me in your house. I will just see Lord Chaitanya and come out. I will not tell anyone. Vidyavachaspati was in a fix. He was told not to tell. And all the people, not all, hundreds and thousands of people are outside his home. They want to see the Lord. He cannot open the doors. He cannot say no. People are telling, Vidyavachaspati, you are a bogus Brahmana. A Brahman should be merciful and share whatever he has. And you are not merciful, you are keeping the mercy to yourself. You only want alone to get association of Lord Chaitanya. Although he was told to do like that. It was not his fault. Now he was told by the Lord, don't tell anyone. And here people are calling Vidyavachaspati as a liar. You are a liar. You are selfish. You are a bogus Brahman. Although he was correct. So this happens. My point is this happens in spiritual life. And spiritual life means devotee association. Don't get disturbed by that. You might be very perfect Brahmana and you will be accused as a liar, selfish and what not. Not a Brahman. And then he could not open the door and people wanted to get in. So devotees knew one formula. How to get darshan of Lord Chaitanya. All of them in unison raising their hands loudly started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And because holy name Kirtan started, Lord could not stay in. He came out. And people were so eager to see the Lord. On a tree which was only few feet tall, hundreds of people climbed. But the tree did not break, it is mentioned. On a small twig also people were standing. On a home, at that time homes were not some like strong homes. There were thatch huts. On the top of thatch huts, hundreds of people went up. But the hut did not break. And all were having a darshan from various angles of Lord, beautiful golden form. and the kirtan was increasing. And suddenly the Lord disappeared. Again, people started accusing Vidya Uchaspati. Actually, Lord disappeared from the place itself. Lord did not go inside the home again. He was no more in the home of Vidya Uchaspati now. Now, initially, Vidya Uchaspati had devotees in the house and he had to get bad names from the people. Now, he doesn't have, he is also missing the Lord. He is not getting the association of the Lord. And people are coming, again calling names. You selfish person, why you are hiding to the Lord himself? And he is crying, the Lord is not there in my home. But people are not to believe. You are hiding, let me in, and like that. People miss devotees. And here devotees, there devotees, everywhere devotees. And he is getting blamed. Then some other one Brahman came there. He said, Lord Chaitanya has gone to Kulia. Don't ask me from where I got this news, but I am telling you, do whatever you want with this news. And he went. And this gave great relief to Vidya Vachaspati. And he announced to everyone, Lord is not here, he is in Kulia. Let us all go to Kulia. I won't tell the story further because my point was something which I had to mention. That is over. But all started running and the same way they came from Ganga, they crossed the Ganga again to go to Kulia and like that. And they met Lord Chaitanya and the pastimes happened and Lord went to Kanhaiya Ashrama and like that. But the whole point is, in this material world, even if you are pure devotee like Vidya Vachaspati, the material world has effects. That point I wanted to make. Even if you are among the association of devotees, gurustas, brahmachari, students, base, temple, VTA, BT, PDC, what it may be. Don't expect the material energy will not work on you. It will. But we can get trained to not get affected by it. To be detached from it. That's what he's saying. Don't get into this dream state. Don't be bewildered by this dream state. This Kavi is telling us, don't be bewildered by bodily affects. These bodily things will happen. One should learn. Every situation in this world is a grace of God. We may not understand, but every situation is in this grace of God. Pain, pleasure, dishonor, honor. Chitaketu Maharaj, he did not insult Lord Shiva, but Parvati took it that way. See, what is the fault of Chitaketu Maharaj? Sometimes we feel very bad, especially in a management setup. We are trying to do something good, and our in charge or HOD, although we are putting the best of effort, honestly, sincerely, sleeping less, working hard, but still our HOD may sometimes say, hey, you are doing like that, you are not doing properly, can't you do things nicely. Here Chitaketu Maharaj, what he did? In his heart he was glorifying Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was sitting in a Vyasasana among all renounced people with Parvati on his lap. Only Lord Shiva can do that. And Chitaketu was appreciating that. And he was smiling. He was not thinking Lord Shiva is like this. He was appreciating Lord Shiva can only do that. But Parvati cursed him. It's not just like some HOD saying you can't be careful or like that. Or HOD may sometimes or some in charge or president or what it may be. Or some security may say, oh no. Or some guest may come and he may not be allowed in during that 1 to 4 time. In the noon. And you're not like, hey, why not? This security rule. Our guest is not cursed to become demon in the next life. And neither are you. But here, for no fault of Chitraketu, absolutely no fault. Absolutely. He was a great Vaishnav. He had a darshan of Lord, Shankarshan. Blessed by him with aeroplane. And he was amongst all Vidyadhar ladies, but continuously chanting holy. He was chanting holy names 24 hours a day. Kirtanya Sada Hari. Chitaketu Maharaj was doing Kirtanya Sada Hari. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam, not my speculation. He was chanting always. And then what happens? He gets a curse to become demon in the next life for no mistake of his. But a glorious thing. This is going to happen. Don't think this won't happen. Glorious thing is how he took it. That is glorious. He just went and offered obeisances to Parvati. He says, whatever you think, right or wrong, maybe, although I did not want to insult, but you took it that way. You cursed me, my dear respected mother, Ambe. Please accept my obeisances. Thank you for making me a demon. Because ultimately you might have done it, but ultimately it's Krishna's will and desire. I am grateful for you to execute Krishna's will and desire by cursing me, although I was chanting 24/7. I had a darshan of Sankarshan by my tapasya. And still you cursed me. But I am happy and grateful. And here I go. Thank you. I go and become a demon. So, but he continues Krishna consciousness, even as Vrutrasura. The point which I want to make before we end is, if we are attached to the material illusion, material bodily life, it's difficult to be Krishna consciousness. Material bodily ups and downs, even in the life of highly advanced devotees, like Chitraketu, Vidya Vachaspati. Okay, Bharat Maharaj had his fault. He got attached to deer. We can say like that. But here we discuss Bharat, Chitraketu Maharaj and Vidya Vachaspati had no fault. Still, material effects will happen. And we have to be free from bodily identity. Then only proper devotional service can be carried out. I would like to end here, taken some overtime. But if someone has one comment or question, we can take or we can end. Hare Krishna. I think we should. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.